Spite from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. The Houston City Council is delaying a vote on a $16 million purchase of an East Downtown facility to be used for homeless services. That vote is now scheduled to take place next week. Council this morning said they wanted more community feedback. The proposed center would temporarily shelter upwards of 200 people at a time before referring them to services or housing. Councilmember Twyla Carter says the facility is critical to the city's efforts to get people off the streets.
It is exactly what we need to address the problems that are on the streets now.
A community meeting about the homeless center is scheduled for 6 p.m. tomorrow at the TPH Center, but again, a vote on that facility has been delayed. A carbon capture project near Beaumont is moving forward. News 88.7's Alexandra Hart reports the Environmental Protection Agency approved three final permits for ExxonMobil's Rose Carbon Capture and Storage Project in Jefferson County.
The well permits will allow the company to convert existing test wells into long-term storage for the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide. The idea is to store carbon emissions from industrial operations deep underground and out of the atmosphere. That strategy is a key part of carbon capture and storage technology, championed by the oil and gas industry as a way to reduce emissions. Critics say the technology is risky and difficult to implement at scale. In public comments, some locals expressed concerns about environmental impacts of the project and its proximity to residential areas. The EPA proposed to approve the permits in August of this year. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
And three people from the Houston area died in a plane crash yesterday in Louisiana. A small aircraft took off from Hooks Airport in the morning yesterday. KHLU reports that the plane went down in an open field after losing altitude and circling. The FAA is investigating the cause of the crash. Two of the people who passed away were from the Woodlands, another from Spring. It is 75 degrees right now here on the UH campus. We're set up for a high of just 82 today. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.